What you been, bro?
I'm doing pretty okay. Weather's doing awesome in Germany.
Let's go. That's what it is. Man, here it's fucking hot, bro. I'm
Man,
looking at this.
back in my family in Austin, they only had 65 today.
Austin, Massachusetts.
Texas, bro.
Oh, Texas.
They had rain and all that.
Nigga, you live fucking close, bro.
I mean, I used to live close. My dad lived there,
What?
so I'm gonna be there next
Wait.
summer.
Oh shit, bro. Say less, son. Hey, Tyrese is me and him have a plan, bro, for when he turn 18 to come over here.
Why you need to be 18 though?
Oh no. We're gonna go to New York to probably fucking shit. What is it called? More than the UK.
What?
We're gonna go to the UK probably.
Man, UK for fancy people. I'm gonna be straight with you.
Yeah.
I was in the UK for 2 weeks and I think I ain't met nobody with a bank account that's under 500K.
God
Like, they pull up in Maybachs and shit.
damn. Oh, no shit. And then they fucking speak all fancy and shit. They're like, when they rap, it's like, I pull up in a Rover, ice cream in a street in a Rover, shoot
Yeah,
over
right.
the mat, check in a rat. Yeah.
But they make it sound so fucking angry somehow.
And now they make it sound fucking funny, bro. Like, to me, it's not like angry, bro. It's fucking funny.
But like, have you listened to like the underground drill people?
Oh yeah, underground drill people. I don't fuck with them.
Bro, they it's not even their voice, it's just like the vibe they give off. They scary as a motherfucker.
For
Like they'll cut your ass up just for breathing different.
yeah, they
Oh shit,
fucking.
you breathe American air? Nah, I ain't fucking with that, mate. They got you stacked up.
Go to Mexico. Let's see who's I want to see who's fucking like who about it, you know, UK or Mexico, because Mexico be giving that fucking vibe,
That's true, bro.
that Black Air Force vibe, bro.
Yeah, that's true though. That's true
Like, you fuck with a family, they send a whole cartel at you, bro. Them
They send a whole country
niggas.
at you. Somehow they
Yeah,
all
fuck.
connected.
Bro, I don't know. Remember in the group chat, Tyrese was talking about a city in Mexico where the government obeys the city.
Yeah, that's. I heard him talk about that.
Yeah, and then I sent a picture. I was like, "Is this the city you was talking about?" Bro, they don't have no cops in that hole, bro. Cops over there are like fucking.
Rare.
They're rare. Yeah. They're not rare, but they're fucking like
Bro,
converted cops,
Germany,
bro.
bro. Undercover cops in Germany, bro. They on some whole different shit.
What they do? They
The
fucking be
undercover
dressing all
cops out
Nike'd
here
out.
start fucking smoking crack just to not look like a cop. That's how people be.
That
Be
37.
straight. I'll probably catch a cop smoking. Just to not be a cop.
Bro, what's over there? Like, what's a place that you don't go to? Because there's a lot of crackheads over there.
Frankfurt.
Frankfurt, oh man, bro.
Frankfurt different, bro. Because it's like more Eastern European countries over here. So like Turkey, Albania, and stuff. And
Yeah.
one of the fucking most famous rappers in Germany is from
Yeah.
Frankfurt, and
J.
she's
Cole.
psycho. He's psycho.
No, J. Cole was born in Frankfurt, which I didn't even
J.
fucking
Cole,
know,
yeah,
bro.
J. Cole too. But this one guy born in Frankfurt, he is, yeah, I'm gonna just say different.
He just hits the vibe, that Black Air Force vibe.
His name translates to order for arrest.
Down.
Don't know. Like,
Fucking Oh, you hear there's a street, 37th and Avenue. People from Arizona would know. Crackheads left to fucking right, bro. I remember when I went over there, I walked over there, bro. I You're walked like, over there from 48th to 39th, and then from 39th to 37th. And then there was a lot of, like, some crackheads fucking behind a dumpster, bro. That shit was fucking funny.
I bet.
They're like, damn, what them niggas doing, bro? Hey, this nigga on X came out.
Man, I remember back in Austin, bro, 6th Street is, like, the party street. And on your way to 6th Street, you have ambulance just standing there, like, 20, 25 in a row. And I remember walking there with my dad, and he was like, let's ask them why they're here. And they, like, well, we got a shit ton of ecstasy and cocaine, so.
God damn.
Trying to make some bread.
Well, cocaine, you'll make a lot of bread off of that, bro. Cocaine, the high is the fucking dope, bro, especially coming from Latin America.
Yeah.
South, yeah. Like, the only reason cocaine is expensive because it's coming all the way down from Bolivia and fucking shit like that.
Yeah, all the, like, countries and shit.
Yeah, so basically, like, the drug could cost so little, but, the rest is, like, basically the risk.
Yeah. Well, in Germany, like, the most expensive drug is probably morphine.
Morphine?
Yeah.
I could get morphine from the fucking
pharmacy.
Goddamn pharmacy over here.
Yeah, getting that shit over here, getting the prescription for that shit is hard.
Niggas over here be fucking dying for the for fucking Xanax and shit over here, and Whoa. Perks.
You want to know how much people pay for weed over here?
How much?
Let me kind of try to change it into dollars. It'll be like somewhere around $15.
God damn, a gram? A gram.
4 gram.
How much in euros? How much in euros?
$12.50.
Bruh, niggas tweaking.
Real.
Over here is cheap, bro. I could get a gram for $5.
Right? And the 12.50 shit is not even that good shit, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a fucking
like the bottom shelf.
That reefer. That's a fucking that's that booth. Mid. That booth.
Yep. Getting some good shit over here. You up there with like 20, 25 euros.
Well, do you need like a green like a weed card over there?
Man, it's not legal over here. So we ain't got any weed cards.
Damn. What's over here? You got the card is cheap as fuck, bro. It's like $300 a year.
That's cheap.
Yeah, that's cheap. And then Colorado is legal. You know, California is legal.
Yeah, Cali.
Colorado, the fucking shrooms are legal, bro.
That used to be the Netherlands over here.
The Netherlands?
Yeah. They have, like, a way around the laws, so they, like, kind of have legal shrooms, but it's, like, a different strain.
Yeah, they got that legal fucking crack, and, like, they don't have the crackhead shrooms that we have over here.
Nah, they ain't fucking with all that. They have, like, they have one farm that make about, like, $7 million a month.
God damn.
Netherlands be on some diff shit, bro.
Niggas rich over there, bro.
That's true. Europe is fucking rich, bro.
Shout out my boy DJ. We'll get him on an episode next time. These are bonus episodes. He was talking to a girl from the Netherlands, bro. Like he even got that fucking voice message from her, and she's like, well, I got my flight canceled, and I'm flying back over there. And like, bro, like her fucking accent was thick as fuck.
Yeah, she do be like that.
Yeah,
but like,
hey, but over there, the bitches over there are fine, bro. Not gonna cap.
That's Europe, man. That's Europe.
That's Europe. The
thing is, people from Europe think American bitches is better. Same.
Well, depends, bro. If you got white girls, like, But you got, we got, because we over here, we got different like shit. You know, we got Latinas, we got blacks, like we got fucking light skin, we got red bones, we got et cetera, et cetera.
Over here, but it's like mostly Dominicans.
Ooh,
yeah, I'm like, I'm German American, but I'm part of a Dominican family, if you know what I mean.
Yes, sir.
Part the of Dominican the family, not part, like actually related.
Bro, I would get Tyrese so mad on fucking Yi when no girl wants to talk to us, and they'll be like, we'll be like, at times they're like, nah, sorry, we can't do that. And I'll do the Dominican Dominican talk. Man. And they'll be like, oh shit, at time.
I'm good. I'm gonna stay a little bit more.
Yeah, like they're like, okay, at time. Who said that? And then Tyrese would be pulling the emo girls.
Sounds like him, bro. Sounds like him.
Sounds like him.
That's tea.
Fucking. What type of girls you like, bro? What type of girls you like?
I mean, like, I'm into, like, basic, not, like, mainstream basic chicks. I'm just, like, not over-the-top girls, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You don't want, like
a chill girl.
You want, like, a chill girl, but they're still bad, you know?
Basically my girlfriend.
Oh, shit. You taking?
And, oh, shit. Yeah. And the thing is, the reason that I get along with her that well is because she also into fashion like I am.
Okay, we got a fucking hype beast.
No hype beast. I'm
fucking.
I'm that one person that looks like a homeless dude,
but has like fucking drip. You have fucking drip, bro.
It's like,
if you have the Denver Nugget jeans, bro, don't fucking talk to me, bro. The Denver Nugget jeans are the top fucking class drip, bro.
You need the Marys if you slime, bro.
Hey, who has a fucking, those Air Force Ones? Those Travis Scott's?
I think it's Avi and I think it's the Jordan ones, though.
Yeah. The Dunks.
Oh, yeah, you got the Travis Dunks, too, yeah.
Bro, y'all motherfuckers be having, like, the most shoes, bro. Like, damn, a nigga broke over here.
I mean, yeah, it's easy making German money, bro.
I mean, Tyrese told me about how y'all make fucking money off. Goddamn. Y'all make money off of that fucking check that comes in a month when y'all turn 18.
Yeah. It's basically child support.
Child support from the government?
Yep. Government do be paying, though.
Yeah, sir. So, yeah.
Government be so strict in the States, bro.
The government over there?
In the States, bro.
Oh, in the States? Fuck yeah, bro. Like,
American shit. Government be tripping.
Cops right now, bro, they tripping thick. Like, they tripping.
That's facts. That's fucking facts right there.
Bro, like, I remember I got, when I was walking down from 48th to 37th, bro, them motherfuckers. Dude, I got stopped like twice. Stopped twice by some cops, bro. I was fucking mad. And it was hot as fuck, bro. I didn't even want to be outside. And
I just want to go home. And they're like, nah.
Yeah, bro, it was 107 degrees outside, bro. And I was walking fucking 5 miles. And I said, walk it like I talk it. And the fucking cop asked me, like, hey, where you going? And I was like, oh, I'm going to my grandma's. Like, where is that at? And I stuttered a bit. And he's like, oh, really? He's like, can you show me? I'm like, nigga, I just pointed over there. And he's like, okay. Can you empty your pockets for me? I said, bruh, I ain't doing all that, bro. You're doing too much. You mad bugging.
Yeah.
And nah, he just patted my pockets, bro. I was mad, bro. I fucking walked. I was like, bro, nigga ain't even gonna give me a ride. Fuck you, me.
Yeah, right. If you stop me, you could at least be the taxi for me.
For real. And he stopped me for no fucking reason, bro. Like, nigga, at least give me a ride. Hey, I feel like, hey, what was the house party over there, bro? You went?
I didn't go. Dijon went, bro. They got busted by the cops.
God damn, bro. What happened?
Bro, what do you expect? In Germany, you were allowed to go out with 10 people, and it was like 400. Fuck you expect?
Bro,
and then
bro, I seen the snap, crazy. Bro. I seen the snap, bro. Y'all niggas was wild, bro.
And people over there start saying, yeah, they just broke down that party because we're black Americans. And I'm like,
bro.
I mean, racism is still here, but
yeah,
fucking 40 times of what you're allowed to hanging at the party with loud ass music in the neighborhood where people live. Fuck you gonna expect?
Especially with the time when niggas was sleeping too. It was like,
yeah, it was like 1 a.m., 2 a.m.
Yeah, and then them niggas was fucking drinking, fucking smoking backwoods and all that.
Bro, facts.
Fucking, bro, y'all wild over there, bro. Parties are wild over there. I want to go.
Yeah, a couple of parties be kind of cool over here.
Bro, y'all niggas McDonald's ain't open 24/7, bro, like here.
Some is, but most
of them. Yeah, some. Nigga, like the nearest McDonald's from your place is like fucking
Bitburg.
Like 16 miles away, bro. They're like in cities.
It's like 7 miles, but yeah, around about, or 10 miles. Yeah, let it be 10, 12 yeah. miles. But, yeah.
10, 12.
Yeah, but we got the fucking home-owned restaurants and
yeah,
shit.
I seen the Kaju. The Kaju is like fucking a couple feet away. You could go walking.
Yeah. Oh, I remember you beamed yourself over on the snap map.
Yeah, bro, I was right there.
You came over here to check the restaurants.
I just came over there for like 5 days, and then I was just
hanging,
just chilling.
But yeah. Thing is, we got a shit ton of clubs everywhere,
bro, for real. And then y'all can go to clubs at 16, bro. That shit good, bro.
Just one piece of paper and your mama sign it. You going to every club you can find tonight.
Damn. Hey, they be shaking ass at the club or what?
I mean, some, but...
Some. A
good percent of the bitches ain't got no ass to shake, so I don't want to see none of that, bro. I ain't want to see none of that.
Bro, fucking... Bro, over here, if you like Texas right now, bro, like when was the last time you was at Texas?
About 2 years ago.
Man, right now they're all full of Mexican tacuaches and shit like that, bro.
Yeah.
All full of fucking trucks, burnouts, donut marks everywhere.
Yeah. But like when I go to the club and I see like somebody with no ass, like when I was single and I saw somebody with no ass trying to twerk, I was like, damn, I'm gonna sip some Henny to at least think something jiggling over there.
You're gonna do a Rick
bitch,
Ross
down where your ass 180 degrees flat as a motherfucker. You can do a whole highway on that shit. My ruler,
you know,
got
the train, they ran the train on her Piper Perry style,
yes, sir.
Bro, there's Pornhub. I told a lot of people, bro, it's like, this bitch my aunt, bro. She my aunt. Bro, she's on mom seat sex, bro. Fuck you mean, bro.
Bro, I was like, a couple of months ago, I was on the hub as well, and I just see like a bee on Snapchat, and I'm like, hey, yo. Just for the fucks of it, I'm finna add her. I asked her how old she was, and the bitch said, I'm 13. And I was like, shit, should I tell her or should I not?
Like, wait, where was the Snapchat on? On the hub?
Yeah, like, somebody, you know how, like, people leak bitches on Pornhub?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just looked her snap up, and I'm like, asked her how old she was, and she like, yeah, I'm 13. I'm like, damn, do I tell her or do I don't? Like,
should have flagged the video, bro. Niggas over there being there.
Bro, I was stonked over there, bro. I was like, shit, what did this just fucking happen?
I have a mission, bro. By the end of 2020, I want to flag every video on the hub for nudity.
That's some G shit, bro.
That's some G shit, bro. Because I don't want no little kids to be on it, bro. You gotta show. You gotta verify your ID, bro. Fuck you mean,
bro? You fuck yourself over.
Nah, I can use my stepdad ID. That don't matter. That nigga has free browsers, anyways.
He'll be like, "Hey, yo, dad, let me get that hub for free."
Yeah, that motherfucker used to record for them.
That's tough. That's tough.
They used to record for them, record and do a scene.
Where are you out here exposing him?
I don't give a fuck. I don't even think he listens to my shit, but yeah. That's what he told me, bro. But like, I don't believe it too. But I kind of believe it.
You don't want to believe it, bro. I wouldn't want to believe that shit for a year, bro. I'll be on my deathbed and I'm like, "Hey, yo, dad, bro.
Tell me please.
Tell me you didn't fuck it. Tell me I didn't see your dick that one time. Cause that man had the same tattoo as you did. Don't tell me that was yours."
No. Your dad's Johnny Sins.
Imagine, bro. Imagine.
Bro, if my dad was Johnny Sins, bro, we'd be fucking packing, bro.
Bro, I would buy everything, bro. You know how much money he got, bro?
Oh, that nigga millionaire.
Definitely, bro. I can smell the millions coming.
Or that one Mexican nigga. No. He's from Spain. Jordi.
Oh, yeah. I know Jordi.
Bro. And like, are we talking about mail?
Yeah, like on a podcast that's going to go online. Hey, we're talking about mail.
Bro, we be talking about some weird shit, bro.
Let me just make this clear. Mia Khalifa is overrated.
To be honest, bro, have you seen her now? She's fucking skinny, bro.
Tiz look like some dinner table. It's not even a fucking plate. That shit a whole dinner table. You know how like at like the taco stands they had like the little round standing tables?
Damn, I ain't gotta do it like that. You know what I'm saying? That's most female copper, bro.
But I could probably put a whole family size pizza on that shit. And still have like space to crumb over, like to draw my crumbs over.
Bro, her titties fucking big for no reason, bro.
That's facts.
I don't know. I was watching a video today about it, but I was like, I got boring.
Bro, I remember back in like ninth grade or something. Our teacher said like, review a celebrity for us. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Someone did.
My homie went with Riley Reid, the other one, Lana Rhodes, and I'm like, Mia Khalifa, let's go.
I mostly go for actors no one knows really that much, like Simone Richards. Hey, you saw that when I tweeted about Simone Richards and she liked my fucking tweet?
I didn't, but now I know.
I can show you. She fucking liked my tweet because someone was like off the dome, and then someone put another meme was off the dome as that one fucking picture of that kid getting his dick sucked, and then it's a picture of her sucking a dick and it's like off the dome.
Off the dome.
And then someone's like, she's like, "Can you send me link?" Someone asking for a friend, and I was like, "I don't know about the link, but I know it's Simone Richards." And then I got the like notification, and I got like 100 fucking like notifications. I was like, "Huh?" And I check. It's like Simone Richards. I was like, "No, stop the cap."
Bada boo, bada bada boo.
Yes, sir. Fucking like, bro, I was fucking weak when that shit happened. I go for like Asian bitches are fine, bro. Asian. No cap.
Blazians, bro. Blazians.
Ooh, Blazing, bro. Don't forget that. That bitches, Blazing's on TikTok, bro. They're only fucking famous because they're fucking fine.
Bro, that's facts.
What time is it over there? Fucking, it's like, nigga, what you doing up so early, bro? It's like 5 in the morning over there.
It's 3:20. Man.
My bad.
I'm not even up. Like, I didn't wake up, but I'm still up. That's the thing. Like, we still up over here.
Yeah, over here it's fucking 6 p.m. and it's fucking bright as fuck.
Yeah, it's still pretty early over there.
Bro, like, here Arizona's fucking hot. Bro. Your fucking balls will melt, bro.
I mean,
I just cook eggs on the floor, bro. Fuck you mean?
Yeah, that's the vibe.
Them niggas put water in that shit.
Bro, like,
on the floor, back, and then the water steams the away. States, like,
one day we had 118, and my shit, bro, I woke up with 30. Oh. And we was on the beach, too, so I was, like, laying down in the sun. Just y'all feeling stupid, the vibe,
bro.
And I didn't put any sun protect on.
You're stupid. 30-degree
burns, let's go. Back at it again.
30 degrees what?
30-degree burns.
Let's go, son.
That shit hurt like a motherfucker.
Bro, fucking. They're like shit's been wild, bro. Like, here in the hot, bro. Like the hottest fucking days are the days like I used to have practice, bro. Like, I was just canceled.
Like, I think the worst month, like, in Texas at least, was, like, August, September.
August. Dude, over here we got monsoons, bro. Like, it rains, and then it's fucking humid as fuck.
Yeah, humidity, bro. Fuck that shit, bro.
Like, here on my first freshman day, bro, I remember freshman only. It was the hottest motherfucking day. I was wearing black, a black shirt, some black jeans. Nigga, it was hot as a motherfucker.
Bro, and I feel you, bro. I bet you was burning.
Bro, I was burning, bro.
Burnt man, yeah, that's you.
I got lost like fucking 6 times, bro. I remember I checked my phone, right, because my to check my steps. I walked 6 miles that day, bro. Dang. I was fucking, bro. I was like, God damn, nigga, what the fuck? How much do I walk?
That's tough.
I like, shout out though, I'm rich. Fuck me, and bro, as soon as I got home, I felt right asleep. No homework. I didn't give a fuck about homework.
You passed the fuck out, bro.
I passed out, nigga. I was like, my stepdad's like, well, what happened? Did anyone get any fights? Anything? Like, nah.
Everybody was just burning.
Bro, for real. It was like, there was clouds, no sun at all, bro. Like, I was like, damn, it's going to be fresh. I woke up at 5 in the morning. I was like, damn, it's going to be fresh. 6 in the morning, goddamn, it's getting kind of hot. Then we, like, 7 a.m. hit, and they're like, all right, we're going to go wait at the fucking bus stop. We wait, like, 50 minutes outside, bro. Damn. Sweat. I was mad. I was like, God damn, nigga, just change the day, bro.
Like, can we do this shit, like, in December or something?
Bro, December over here is fucking cold. The fucking weather's bipolar as a motherfucker, bro. The sun don't work here in fucking winter.
Bro, like, we got two.
Nah, two bro, over there is fucking cold, bro. Fuck you mean, bro. Over there is cold. No cap.
We got summer and we got winter. That's it.
Yeah, y'all got none of
that spring and fall shit. Fuck is that?
Nah, y'all lucky, bro. Y'all shit cold, bro. Y'all be 50 degrees and think that shit's hot over there.
Nah, like, I'll be freezing. I'll be damned if it's 70.
Damn, bro. Nah, over here it's like fucking, it's never below 70. That's like at 3 in the morning when it's 70. And then it'll just, the sun is up already at 4 in the morning.
Yeah, bro, like, a couple of days ago, it was, like, 70, like, late at night, too. Like, 60, 70, and I was getting cigarettes, and my homie was, like, getting cigarettes as well. And he's like, oh, shit, nice seeing you here. You trying to come to a barbecue right now? We on the curb. We got a little barbecue set up. I'm like, shit, bro. Best.
Niggas cooking, like, food on the floor and shit.
Like, we had a little barbecue standing there, like, a little one.
Yeah.
And we was just eating steaks and drinking Everclear.
Damn, must be nice.
Bro, Everclear her different though. That shit 95%, bro.
Motherfuckers drunks, bro. Y'all niggas can start drinking at age 16, bro. I gotta wait until I'm 20.
I mean, drinking, like legal drinking, 16, but drinking 12.
12. Legal drinking? 12?
Yeah,
a little baby? What the fuck? Your balls don't even drop by you 12, nigga. What the fuck?
The thing is, they ain't even just sipping beer or like champagne or some shit. They be sipping liquor and shit.
I know. They be sipping fucking. Not Tyrese be drinking fucking 50% alcohol, and that nigga's a drunk.
Man, I don't know. He be damn, bro.
I don't even drink, bro, that much, bro. Fine, now. My parents will kill me.
Yeah, like.
When's the first
mom,
time?
My mom is one of those persons. She's like, yeah, if y'all drink, just like stay here. Don't do some stupid shit.
Yeah.
And if she, as long as she knows where I am drinking, she'd be like, all right.
When was the first time you got buzzed? How old were you?
Like, it's not like the fun fact is like the first time I drank, I overdone did it, bro. Like, I was I think like 15, like just turned 15, and I was like the whole night I was throwing up and shit because like me and my homie, we had like 2 bottles of vodka, like at 15.
Damn.
Bruh.
Vodka, bro.
We got checked on like a swoosh.
I was 12, bro. I was 12 and fucking.
Yeah,
Tequila, bro. Tequila's strong as a motherfucker, especially homemade. Because my uncle in Mexico had a plantation.
Bro, I fucked with tequila way too much. Bro, like, tequila and Henny, you can get me into any fucking van.
Bro. So fucking old white dudes like, come here, little boy. I'll talk you some tequila.
I'm in that bit, bro. Giving me no tequila, he a dead motherfucker. I'll tell you all that.
What's up?
Give me some tequila, bro.
What's the nastiest drink you drank?
It's like a drink that we have in like the cities around here called Batralsum.
I don't even know.
Nah, they ain't got that shit in America. They ain't even import that shit to Berlin. Yeah. Like, they ain't even importing that shit in the same country. Nobody wants that shit. I don't know how we made that shit, but somehow this shit put up here and bada boom. Old people
say. Bro, the nastiest drink. I forgot what they called it. It's a crazy monkey or some shit. Slurpy monkey or some shit. I forgot. Nigga, that shit was so fucking nasty. I wanted to fucking throw up.
Yeah, sometimes, like, I don't know what people
do. Know what prune juice is?
Huh?
Prune juice.
Yes.
Bro, I had a fucking old goddamn, old fucking bottle thing that they used to give my little brother. It was like a liter, and my friend 2 blocks away, shout out Boy Redden. I was like, dude, this shit will give you the shits, bro. He's all like, nah, no, it won't. No, it won't. And me and him start drinking it, and he drinks it, bro. He drinks the whole fucking thing, bro. And he's like, see, he's not giving me the shits. 30 minutes later, that nigga's in the bathroom for like until 5 in the morning,
bro. First of all, let me say a big fuck you to Jaleel. You
know what
that motherfucker did? What
that nigga do?
He was in my crib, and I opened a can of fucking Sunkist.
Oh, no.
Which I didn't drink. Just to find out the day after I opened it, take a sip out of it, finding out that motherfucker used that shit as an ashtray.
The
ash in that bitch so clean that I didn't notice, and it shit didn't smell like no ashtray. I take a huge ass sip of that shit, and let me tell you, good buddy, that shit was disgusting. Bro. I swear to God, let me tell you, next time motherfucker over here, bro, I'm actually in his mouth, bro. I'm gonna put out my cigarettes on his fucking tongue.
Bro, the same shit happened to my cousin, bro. Fucking dude, Mexico Wild, bro. One of them niggas was butt naked, bro. It wasn't drink, bro. It wasn't a drink. It was his food, bro. That nigga had tacos. And his little brother, I forgot why that nigga was butt naked, bro. And that nigga sits on the tacos, bro. Like, he sits on the tacos, bro. Like, his ass is on the tacos. And I just laugh. And my cousin sits down. And my other cousin fucking runs away, right? And he didn't see nothing. And even though it was right in front of his face, I don't know how the fuck he didn't see it. I was going to tell him something, but that nigga just starts eating the tacos, bro. He's like, damn, these were bombs. Fucking on his brother's ass.
That's tough, tough. You know, people out here eating ass tacos.
Hey, shout out my boy Ian, bro. That motherfucker does a podcast, right? That he said, if that shit gets 17K views in 2 weeks, he's gonna drink a fucking. No, he's gonna drink a. He's gonna drink a. Like, I think it was a shot. Or a cup or something of everyone's spit.
Man, I'm gonna send my shit over there, bro.
You gonna have that shit on repeat? Like the Doja Cat, say so.
Don't even want to know.
Well, hey, what is like a game, a big ass game that you were into, bro? Like a PS4 game, any?
Bro, right now I'm in a Hitman 2.
Bro, right now I'm into The Last of Us 2.
Bro, I was thinking about getting it.
Bro, it's the fucking story is good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Sounds like a good option. Might as well.
But a nigga broke, bro. I didn't buy it. I'm watching PewDiePie fucking live streams, bro. That nigga does like an episode is like 4 hours long, bro.
Shit, bro. I'm gonna take a look at the PewDiePie Let's Play, and then I'm gonna judge and be like,
nah, bro, it's not worth it. Don't, you're gonna ruin it, bro. First episode, I'll say you're safe, bro. The first episode, you're safe. Just don't watch the second episode. Just don't watch it. Just don't watch the second episode.
That bad?
No, just don't watch it, because it'll ruin the whole fucking story for you.
Oh yeah, like, yeah, I'm just like gonna judge, like, look at the first episode and be like, yeah. Is it worth it? It might be.
Bro, I had the first one, the remastered, and my little fucking brother scratched it. I didn't even get to complete the game.
Damn, bro.
And I fucking liked it, so I had to fucking go watch PewDiePie play it from fucking 8 years ago.
Like, time travel, bitches. Yeah. It do be like that, though.
Hey, bro. What's the shit? I know y'all niggas was making fun of me. They're like, hey, how many times you fucking beat your meat, bro? They're like, damn, nigga, that much? I beat my motherfucking record, bro. My, like, oh, damn, nigga.
Bro, we had somebody in the city, like, right next to us. And people be like, yo, you heard it about him? I'm like, what the fuck did I hear? And a girl that was, like, texting him, he sent her 12 separate videos in one day knocking his shit off.
No! Like,
how the fuck you do that, bro? You a psychopath, bro.
Bro, I beat my shit, like fucking, oh, damn, like, 15 in one day. And then yesterday, I did it 10 times, bro.
Let go.
Nigga, my dick is so numb, bro. I don't even get horny no more, bro. What? Like, I'm not even horny no more. I just want to be loved.
Porn upcoming section, bro. That should be different.
Bro, I was on a video, and there's a nigga's like, bro, I just want to fucking get off this, and I just can't stop thinking about her, bro. That shit, I'm fucking.
She fine, but she just not her.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Should be the saddest fucking comments.
But like, you always like stop watching porn. Just look at the comments on the hub, bro.
Yo, that's just fucking funny.
Facts, bro. Facts.
Bro, did you see that video? No, Jaleel had a fucking Doja Cat and her nipples were popping out.
Yeah.
Fucking Jaleel wanted me to fucking pay him €5, bro. I told that nigga, nah, you got me fucked up.
And then you were like, hey, shit, 10 for another one.
Nah, chill. That nigga's all like, they're like, fine, I'll give it to you for free. And then I started fucking, like, I gave it to my boy fucking, shout out my boy, George. That nigga's like, he's like, oh, you got her nodes. Bro, and as soon as I got it, that nigga was all like, what the fuck? He saved that shit to his phone so fast, bro. It was like fucking faster than Flash.
You're like, I need that shit, bro.
That nigga's fucking probably winked the shit off for a fucking 6 times.
That's tough.
Have you ever walked into anyone winking their shit?
I'm not gonna say names, but yes, sir. I have.
Oh no! What happened? What's happened? Tell the story.
So, like, we was just like chilling. He a classmate, bro, and we was just chilling, and about like 5 to 6 homies in the room just smoking, and all of a sudden we hear this like sound from the homie that the only motherfucker that has a blanket.
Niggas beating his shit.
I look over there and I see the blanket moving up, down. And I don't know what went through my head, but I instantly just threw like hookah coal, like glowing hot cocoa coal, just right at his fucking blanket. And let me just tell you, neither did his stomach, his legs, his face, or his upper body get burned. But a body part did get burned.
His dick got burned.
Oh. You know what? Fuck it, I'm going to say his name. Shout out Dylan, bro. Shout out Dylan.
Hey, is that video fucking? Who did he throw the fucking the dildo at? Who did he throw the dildo at?
That was Sasha throwing it at fucking Jaleel, but that was a pocket pussy.
Oh, that was a pocket. This shit hit him right.
Yeah, that shit yoink in his face, like right in there, like. Bah!
You just hear the slap in slow motion. Oh, bro. I walked in on my cousin, bro, and then he got caught by his sister and his sister.
She's like, what are you doing there, bro?
No, he got caught by his sister, and then his sister told his mom.
Damn.
Like, I walked in on that nigga in the back. I was just, like, chilling, bro. I was like, shit, I'm about to go take a fucking shit, you know. And fucking, I walk in. That nigga wasn't doing no noise, nothing, bro. I was in Mexico, and I fucking walk in. That nigga's just fucking just there crouched in the toilet, fucking, you know. Yeah. And fucking, and I was like, oh shit. And I fucking farted, bro, so fucking loud. And I was like, I just walked out, bro. And that nigga's like, bro, you fucking killed it in here. It smells. And then he got, like, a couple days later, he got caught by his sister. Cause, man. Nigga. We didn't have Wi-Fi at my grandma's, bro. I had to go to my fucking great-grandma's house. She had Wi-Fi there.
Damn.
But we were at the mountains, and I got reception, so I took some screenshots, you know, some videos, downloaded some videos, and he's like, hey, send them to me. I was like, all right. So I sent him via Bluetooth. Sent him Bluetooth.
Dang.
And that nigga had them in an SD card. And he left the SD card and his tablet. And his sister knows the password for the tablet. And she's looking through the tablet. And she goes through images. And that nigga, and she tells me, she's like, oh, Carlos is so fucking nasty. That nigga has naked girls and shit in his tablet.
Oh,
and then she tells us his fucking mom, bro, and his mom beat the fuck out of him, bro. That shit had me fucking weak. I straight up deleted everything on my phone. I said, they ain't gonna catch me.
I'm out this one.
Yes, sir. Fucking deleted everything. Got me fucked up.
Just like Homethazine said, no evidence.
No face, no case.
That's five, bro.
He got beat by his mom and then by his dad, bro. That shit, I felt bad.
His dad probably beat him just because mom beat him. It's like that sometimes, like, mom getting mad at you for something, and then out of no fucking business, like, somebody else that your mom know be like, damn, you're such a disappointment to me. Bitch, you ain't even related to me. Who the fuck you is?
I don't even got a dad, bro, so I can't say shit.
Mine left before I was born, but now I'm in contact with him.
And my left, I don't even have contact with that nigga, bro. Nigga's a bitch. I mean, I had his contact, but I just talk shit to him from time to time. Like, I was like, damn, ghosting be so easy for me. Must be in my genetics. Shout out to Pops. And I sent it to him, and nigga got mad. I was like, hoes mad. All right. But yeah, the motherfucker, like, my dad's a beat, bro. That nigga's scared to talk to me.
Damn. All
right. What's the... Who's, like, the biggest hoe you fucking met, bro? Like, you remember her being a nice little kid. Now she's just a fucking thot, bro. Like, you know her. Like, you knew her before
the days, bro. Big flat, bro. And let me tell you, she ain't even belong to the streets, bro. She belong to the block, the hood, the fucking cartel.
The highway.
She belong
the highway.
Suburbs. She belong everywhere.
The train station, the fucking tracks.
That bitch belong to the train itself. Bro, shout out Eileen.
No!
Eileen, 18 years old. I know who the fuck you is. You go to gym with my girl. I know who the fuck you is. You a fucking bitch. I saw the pictures with you with nut on your face, bro. I know who the fuck you is.
All right. I'm going to need that snap. I think I have her on snap.
You need that snap.
I think I have her on snap, nigga. I think I have her on snap. I'm going to have to hit her up.
Damn, that's tough.
My ex girl, bro. That bitch belong to the street. Oh, fucking bro.
Damn, bro. Bro, shout out, Ivy.
That was the
bro.
Basketball team. I ain't gonna say it. Have you ever booted someone offline, nigga? Have you ever?
Is the cops listening? Because if yes, I didn't. Bro.
Nah, we don't got the feds in this bitch.
And we good. I might have
fucked
down somebody.
I might have got the fucking IP from Grabify.
I might have, like, he might have been talking trash and I just sent him his address.
No, there was some nigga got my IP address, bro, on Snap. I was fucking mad. I was scared at first, but then I was like, oh, that nigga ain't gonna do shit. He got my IP address and then he's like, I'm gonna get your address and now I'm gonna put it on this. I'm like, don't do it, bro. I was scared at first. And then he's like, oh, I'm going to do it. And I was like, I'm underage. And he's like, oh, still, I don't care.
Now.
And then I was like, nigga, you ain't going to do shit. And I fucking blocked him. And then three other accounts added me. And they're like, so what's happening? And then he showed me a screenshot. He searched up my IP. And then he got my zip code.
Damn.
He got my zip code. I was like, okay. Okay, and I blocked that account, and then he got another account. I was like, who is you, bro? And then he's like, you scared, huh? But then I found out it was like some fucking some fat nigga. I just got a VPN and then fucking I was good.
That's tough. That's crazy.
It was some fat kid because we were making fun of his sister. I was like, nigga ain't gonna do shit.
Nah, they ain't gonna do shit. I'm thinking about smoking some hookah right now, but I'm lazy as hell.
Damn, bro, must be nice. Dejan got that new fucking smoke hookah shit.
Yeah, I got three standing right here. Like, I got my first one, and I got my travel one, and then I got my self-made one. You ever heard of 360 vodka?
No, never heard. So they have like shit. A, I don't even.
They have a bottle that's like diamond cut, that, and then I like it's like a vodka bottle, and they have that shit like with a diamond cut and shit.
Oh shit!
So I bought a 3 liter joint, and then just made that shit into a hookah.
This nigga's fucked up in the crib in Germany making hookah out of fucking vodka bottles.
Making hookahs out of fucking 80-year-old vodka bottles. Let's go.
Dude, this nigga. Dude, like, she's my ex, bro. Like, she was on to the whole football team and shit, bro. Like, I found out my homie fucked her, too, bro, a couple days before I fucked her.
That's tough.
That's tough, though. I don't care, bro. It took me a couple of days to lose feelings.
Yeah. But, yeah, shout out Eileen, bro. I'll send you her snap. You know what? Fuck it. Let me put that shit up here right now. Let me get that shit.
You won't
up.
Say her podcast right now. You won't say the fucking oh say it. No Bob. Say it.
XXXUN.PERFEKTXX.
No remorse after
She belonged to the streets. If you in Germany and you like flat bitches, go ahead, bro.
I think I have her. Is she like a white girl, bro? Blondish?
She not. Let me see. She brownish. She more brownish.
I think she went to that block party, bro. I think she went to that block party.
Oh, no, she didn't. She didn't.
Oh, no. That sounds different, Eileen.
That's Eileen Bryant, bro. Eileen Bryant, a different type of person, bro. She like America. She the whole country of America. Nah, she don't belong to America, but she is like
she belongs to the whole continent of North America.
She is like every state combined in a person.
No, the whole continent, you mean, nigga?
True. I mean, don't Canada count to North America?
Yeah, Canada, South, really. Whole South and fucking North America. Fuck you, mean.
Yeah. Yeah, bitches out here belong to everywhere, bro. That bitch belong to Sony.
Sony.
That bitch belong to Bill Gates.
Bill Gates. No, not Bill Gates. Not the motherfucking brain. Hey, was there ever a school fight so it went over there for you in high school?
There was, but it's like not as big as in other states, bro.
Boy, over here we got fights like fucking every week, bro. Every day. It's every day, bro, with the Disney Channel flow. Made 6 million in 2 months, never ever done before. PewDiePie is next. Like, nigga, they fucking, bro, like, London is my city type shit, bro. They fucking.
That's tough, bro. That's real tough.
I remember there was a fight. I forgot what happened, why, because he stole money or some shit and drugs. Like, $300 over for carts or some shit like that.
Damn.
And then he got his ass beat the day before, and then someone paid the guy that beat his ass $20 to beat his ass again.
I'm like, yeah.
And he took the $20 and they knocked that nigga out. They knocked that nigga out right next to the Circle K, bro.
That's
right next to.
That's tough.
Bro, that shit was like, damn, nigga. There was another fight, two girls, bro. Shout out to I forgot her name, nigga, but I remember one of the girls' name was Jocelyn. I was weak, bro. They were like, oh, who the fuck this and that? And everyone's already circled up, bro. And I remember I had my phone up all the way up, and I fucking pressed the record button, and then I canceled it on accident.
And
I didn't record anything, bro. I was mad, bro. I was like, no. My HD graphics.
Bro, damn. My 64-bit.
My fucking HD. My 16-bit. 16-bit camera would have caught that.
My Tetris camera.
No, someone got it for me, and she fucking, like, the girl punched her, and then the girl tried to punch her back, but she socked one of the fucking vice principal right in the face and made her nose bleed.
Damn.
Yeah, and that shit was funny. Like, there's a lot, bro. There's a lot. We had like 40 school fights, like in the fucking first couple months of school.
Bro, I remember like back in like third grade, we had somebody like he was fucking crazy. And he broke
third grade.
It was like, don't let me lie, like somewhere around 8, 9-ish. And yeah, he was fucking fucked up, bro. He broke his teacher leg, bro.
What the fuck? How?
So long story short, he flipped out and just like threw her to the floor and fucking stomped on her leg, like on the curb. Ooh.
Fuck.
Like stomping some head. He did that shit with her leg, bro.
God damn.
I was. Because back then, I didn't realize what the fuck was going on. And like about half a year ago, I met him again. And we was just like busting out laughing about shit he did, bro.
Oh, there's a kid I know. Shout out boy AJ, little AJ. Fuck, I don't even remember this, bro. Motherfucker threw rocks at the fucking the goddamn window and that shit broke. Nigga, we was in second grade, bro, causing the teacher fucking migraines and shit.
That's a vibe, but shout out Toby for fucking up teachers. And I remember Toby's mom, she tried to give him therapy with like stones or some shit.
Stone, big stone, that nigga, Saudi Arabia type.
Like
he took out his hijab.
She was like big trying to use healing stones or some shit, bro.
What the fuck? Like
mental stones or some shit, bro. It was fuck stupid, bro. Why the fuck do I even know that mom's name? Shout out the bitch Lydia, bro. I'm trying to find. Bro, I'm gonna try to see if I can get her addy and then post that shit.
This nigga chill. what was like? See, I remember there was this one like white boy. Shout out, boy Evan. That was my homie. I no one liked him, but that nigga was fucking did the funniest shit, bro. That nigga did the funniest shit. I remember that nigga threw it like 6 times in a row on the way to classroom.
But why? Just for
No, because I was taking a shit, bro. I guess it stinks so bad that nigga started throwing up. That nigga was just washing his hand. I was like, wait up for me. And that shit stinks so bad. And he looks at me. He looks at me and that nigga just fucking throws up on the sink. And then we walk outside and I fucking throw up. And then that nigga fucking throws up and then I throw up and fucking nigga, we was throwing up fucking cereal everywhere.
Bro, somebody fuck. I just saw that somebody pranked Metro Boomin.
With what?
How they pranked that nigga? He texted him, DN actually live leaking your stuff and it's really good, but dude, that's fucked. He's like, who is DN and what did he play? And he's like, these nuts. Ah, you're fucking up.
Damn, Metro Boomin makes some hard ass beats though.
Bro, T Grizzly just mentioned Kylie in his new song.
Dude, for real. T Grizzly fucking that nigga go hard, bro. That nigga said, I go hard in the motherfucking cake, nigga. Whole lot of steak, heart attack when I was 8. Fucking bars.
Bruh, he quote unquote, Kylie made a billion. I'm failing in life. I gotta be. She younger than me, so I'm supposed to have more money logically. Then I start thinking like that shit don't apply to me. Kylie Jenner came from millions. I came from poverty. Damn.
That's fucking bars, bro. That like that one nigga from with the Compton hat. Now that's fucking bars.
That's fucking bars.
Lived through the whole family generation and shit.
That shit, my great grandson ain't finna have that. He ain't finna be my great grandson.
Ain't no stepdaddy, bro. Fuck you mean. Watch your ass be a stepdad. I'm fucking weak. Well, I feel like, dude, like, to be honest, though, like, I wouldn't be a stepdad. Fuck that.
No, like, there's just something that's not right.
Yeah, like, nah, fuck out. I have my own kids. And then dip, like my dad did. Fuck you mean, got me fucked up.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm nutting and hitting the streets, bro. Dominican Republic is better, to be honest.
Yes, sir. Shout out to the boy, Avi. Repping Dominican Republic.
Fuck you mean. Got me fucked up. I'm moving to Cuba. I'm going to go see X and fucking Tupac.
Hey, let's go.
Though them niggas, Cuba is fucking broke as a name, motherfucker, bro.
Right? But still somehow people be like, damn, Cuba is so dope. You know what? Just because they have fucking Chevy Impalas and candy paint don't mean that it's fucking dope over there.
Niggas fucked up over there.
Shout out boy Jordy. Repping Spain.
Spain, we're like fucking talking about different people we know from different places. Shout out my boy Carlos, Mexico. Shout out boy fucking Eduardo from Bolivia. You know, you be giving me that good coke.
Shout out boy Adolf from Austria. We gonna miss you.
Shout out boy Kittel.
Shout out the boy Kim from Korea. I know you be dropping bombs, bro. Your shit be straight fire.
But if that nigga made an album, bro, that shit would be fucking fire, bro. Cold Atomic Nuketown, bro. Hey, you see that album cover I made of fucking Trump? It's all like, oh, I grab her by her pussy, China,
yeah.
Twitter fingers featuring fucking Drake and shit, Chicago
shout
freestyle.
Shout out to boy Vlad repping Russia.
shout out the boy Stalin.
Let's go. Shout out my boy Obama, but he kind of had like a spelling problem, so he called himself Osama because the other name was taken.
Osama bin Laden.
Bro, his shit be so fly, bro.
Bro, you know Osama bin Laden used to play on Steam.
No fucking way.
yeah, on his old computer when they raided the base, that nigga had Steam, bro. Imagine being on a lobby with that nigga. It's like that you fucking piss him off. He's like, or is your address fucking 1347 West Palm Street? Okay, like, I'll get an airstrike right now.
And you be like, nah, and then he just like gets off his head and be like, boys, another house.
Is a fucking nuke some random old lady's house?
Yeah, imagine, bro.
Dude, this shit would have been fucking funny. He's like, okay, fuck up next time, and it's the Twin Towers. Someone fucked up.
Bro, that's probably why he did it up anyway. He was in the lobby with the president, and he pissed him off. He's like, yeah, I'm going to take everything from you. And be like, I bet you won't. Mm-hmm.
Bro, you know Osama bin Laden, nigga, that nigga knew karate and shit. That nigga was an old marksman, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, that nigga was badass, bro.
And they still fucked him up. Oh, my fucking God. Nigga. I just saw a lobster get his head cut off. Rest in peace, Larry.
Larry the Lobster.
Bruh, You saw that fucking video where somebody just used a fucking living lobster and some sunflower seeds?
Oh yeah, to fix the leg chair.
Bruh, damn, they got a little boy fucked up.
At PETA. At PETA.
Rest in peace, the homie Larry, bro.
Not Larry. Hey, what's up with that? They fucking say SpongeBob is gay, bro. I feel bad for the people that dressed up as that nigga for Halloween.
Damn, you just made me think about that a whole nother way.
But they said that nigga was gay,
imagine
bro.
Imagine your kids growing up with, like, one of your childhood heroes being gay. I'm going to tell all my kids that motherfucker straight and he trying to fuck on Sandy.
Dude, for real. I don't know why the fuck they even did that. They did that. They probably did that for the money.
They did that to get accepted by everyone again.
Yeah, to be honest.
Because those LGBT people, like, some of them go over the fucking top.
Bro, for real. Almost got beat up by some fucking... Oh, bro, some nigga from Australia wanted to fight me, bro. nigga wanted to fight me upside down, bro. Fuck you mean.
Yeah, how you that nigga was that? Like... But he could give you a nut punch and, like, just trying to punch straight. He'll punch your nuts, bro.
Bro, that nigga was like, oi, mate, you want to fight, mate? Why you making fun of the queers, eh?
That's tough, bro. In the background, I had like my PS4.
No, right? No, it's funny because we were playing Roblox, bro. That nigga wanted to fight me through Roblox.
Damn, bro. But anyways, bro, I got my PS4 running the whole time, and three of my homies is just online, not in a party, not playing any games. They just exist.
Niggas probably beating their meat.
Man, Noah in there, so don't say anything wrong, bro.
Yeah, no, you know you can watch Pornhub on the PS4, bro.
I ain't never done none of that, bro.
Look, go to the internet. Go to the internet. Explorer, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, wait. My lazy ass gotta get up.
Bruh.
Sometimes I just feel like I'm a 600-pound dude.
Same. I don't even do shit. I just lay down in my room fucking. I barely even eat. And then I'm losing weight, supposedly. You just be beating my dick all day.
And my PS4 just fucking crashed.
Oh, no, nigga. Got the bootleg PS4. It's not the PS4. It's the PS4 fucking 3.9.
It's the PS3.99999. But did you see that Walmart is selling
the fake what?
They selling the fake little baby chain.
What the fuck?
The 4PF chain he be wearing. Walmart selling that all-white shit. Diamond.
What the fuck? Nigga's gonna be like, oh, I met little baby and that nigga gave me the chain.
Right.
Hey, I don't know, have you seen, bro, on TikTok, there's niggas that be like, hey, TikTok, should I cop this new chain? It's fucking 50 grand. And it's one of those $30 chains from fucking those whack-ass jewelries.
Damn.
They be exposing them and shit.
Yeah.
I used to have all diamond grills, bro. I forgot what the fuck happened to those. I lost them. Ripping the chat.
Big grill, bro.
What's like a big ass your favorite movie, bro? Like, you wish they made a sequel, but a sequel that wouldn't fuck it up.
That's a good question, but I'll probably go with fucking damn, you got me, man, shit, bro, I don't even know, to be honest, bro. I just want to see a new fucking Jackass movie.
Bro, they be showing their dicks too much, bro. I can't watch that.
I mean, in one part, but, like, some of them is just doing stupid shit.
I remember we were watching the third one, and that nigga pops out his dick and starts doing ping pong.
I know what you're talking about.
The one where they hit that nigga in the balls with the fucking golf ball.
Yeah, or where he like gets like where they have like the fucking baseball, like the practice stand with the like fucking thing on it, like the fucking barrel, and that, they just knock that shit right through to his fucking shit. And then they be doing some like casual shit, like going on a rodeo with some rollerblades on and shit.
Dude, they be fucking doing.
But shout out to Steve-O for actually trying to help the world as well, like being stupid and helping the world.
Yeah,
he was on Gordon Ramsay, like a video from Gordon Ramsay, and he said, "Yeah, I'm not with the doing the stupid shit no more." And second thing, you know, like you know how sharp a chef knife is.
Yeah, that nigga chops off his finger or some shit.
He starts throwing that shit like on the tip of his finger, start balancing that shit on his nose and shit. And Gordon Ramsay like, "Holy fuck, didn't you say you were stopping that shit?" And he's like, "A little fucking psycho is still in me, fuck." Like, you can't get the psycho out of somebody doing stupid shit, bro.
I used to be doing stupid shit all the time.
I know you still be doing stupid shit sometimes.
Well, sometimes, but not like... Well, back then, 2 years ago, I used to be doing stupid shit every day, bro. It was a everyday thing, bro. It was everyday, bro. What you mean?
But yeah, you definitely need to pull out to Germany, bro.
Again, bro. Fuck you mean? Again.
Again. You be like, bet, give me 30 seconds.
Bet, give me 30 seconds. I'm going to order the fucking plane ticket and pop up.
You on some Zoom and shit, bro. / TP, Slavy, bro.
Fucking.
By the way, I got an album on the way. So stay tuned for that.
Hey, me too, son. I got my album coming out. I got my album. Niggas be asking for the date and shit. I was like, shit, I don't know.
Yeah, I just need to finish two more tracks and that shit finished.
Yeah. I finished like three songs. Called one Bad China.
The other one fucking Riley Reed.
Bad China's. Ain't no sempre for no high now, baby. Wow. Really dream with a fucking.
I forgot the lyrics to my own track. Fucked up, blow stress.
The fucking. I used to have a song, right, named Space Jam. That shit went cold fucking bars, bro. I made that shit all up myself, bro. I said, Space Jams. I mean, looking real nice and real tight. Got me flowing like ice tea, bro. Like,
That's tough, bro.
And then fucking like I didn't have none to record it, bro. I had recorded this shit on iPhone 6, bro.
Let's go.
And then fucking like that shit came out. The audio was aight, and then like you could barely hear me on my other three songs. And then I made a diss track, right? Some guy that was snitching made a diss track, and then people actually liked it, bro. Because I was fucking mad. I was like, bro, what your fucking hair looking ass niggas iPhone 6 trap house looking at? And I forgot what I said. I don't even have the song no more.
Damn.
I deleted all of them.
That's tough, bro.
And then 30 minutes after I was done with the song, that nigga died.
That's tough. That's real tough. But yeah, like, right now we using a short SM7B to record our shit. Which is
well, right now we got the shit set up. We got everything set
up. Yeah. What program you use to like recording shit?
We got what the fuck is it called? I don't know. That's my boy Raiden. That nigga producing and shit.
We use Ableton, which is like definitely probably. I'll probably say one of the top programs with FL and fuck it.
This nigga has Audify or some shit like that. Audio City or some shit.
That's tough.
And that late night, when I get bored, I just start writing lyrics. I just be like,
man. I'll be everywhere just writing. Like, I'll be in school. My teacher's like, so you finish that essay? I'm like, nah, bitch, but got this 64 written. Fuck is you talking about? No, I ain't doing no.
You getting paid by your music, bro? Huh? You get paid by your music or what?
Fucking couple of cents, bro. I ain't that big yet.
Like, how you making money out of it, bro? Like, for what?
Over Spotify and shit, Apple Music and shit.
I need to learn how to fucking post it on Spotify. I'm thinking about putting my music on through the podcast and people thinking it's a podcast, but it's just a fucking song.
People be doing that, bro.
Yeah, and this is just so I can get paid by the fucking by Anchor.
Yeah. Yeah, they be paying good, bro.
They be paying good, bro. I got that flight to Germany. Fuck you mean, bro. Especially with a couple thousand viewers. I got that flight to Germany ASAP. Bro, fuck you mean? Call me ASAP Rocky.
Facts.
Bro, you need to come, bro. When you come back, bro, let me know. Let's try to link.
Yeah, for sure. I'll be there.
Hey, what was that school like that over there?
In Germany, bro, it's trash, straight garbo.
Garbo. You graduated high school yet or what?
Yeah, I finished that shit, bro.
Last year?
Fuck it. Two years ago, bro. I was done with that bit 2 years ago.
Damn, must be nice. What you working on? What you work at?
I ain't got no job right now.
Damn, nigga, you getting paid by the government by itself?
Nah, like, so I finished ninth grade, right?
Yeah.
And now I'm just doing school till I get a job or some shit. Or till I go to the States.
To be honest, I'll finish school over here.
Yeah.
It's easier.
I'll probably go through that shit with straight A's, bro.
School is ass, bro. Here, because you gotta walk around and it's outside, bro, it's fucking hot.
Yeah.
Like, sun.
That's tough.
And I heard y'all niggas got armadillos in fucking Texas, bro.
We do. Them motherfuckers be tripping, bro. them shits is deadlier than you think.
How, bro? Them shit look passive as fuck.
But them shits is toxic as hell, bro. Them poisonous bitch-ass motherfuckers.
Nigga, how the fuck they poisonous?
Bro, they be carrying all the diseases, bro. They belong to the hospital.
Bro, my deadliest animals here are fucking, like, goddamn pit bulls, fucking. Man, that's the deadliest shit we got. Oh, snakes.
Bro, yeah, I remember, like, I was in Texas, bro, and I was walking around, you know, like, how in the night the snakes go to the street for the warmth that's coming off, like, the heat that's coming off. And it's, like, tiptoeing through these snakes, bro. I was like, damn, I ain't know the snitches be coming out at night.
Bro, fucking... I almost got bit by like three snakes, bro. Fucking me.
Yeah. That's a vibe, bro. I remember I was in my backyard and I had a throwing knife because I was like throwing it at my fucking tree. And a snake pull up and I'm like out of reflex. I just yeet my fucking throwing knife in the direction. And I'm like, either I'm fucking dying or I'm fucking pinning that shit. And I pinned that shit right through the eyes to the floor. And my dad come outside, and he's like, I saw you throw your knife, like, real panic. I'm like, yeah, I just pinned that bit. And he's like, how the fuck did you do that? I've been alive for fucking 34 years, and I ain't do that shit. How the fuck you just do that? He was mad and fucking surprised.
Bro, what's the racist, like, you ever had a racist girlfriend?
No, but if she racist,
she had racist parents. Racist parents.
My homie had one, but I always catch the good one.
I ain't fucking.
Bro, I always catch girls with fucking family problems, bro.
Nah, but I ain't never even been with a girl that's parents. The parents was divorced, bro. Cause you know why? If she got family problems, she is a problem.
Oh, true.
By the way, this is a quote by me. Everybody remember this. Shorty, you I know you hear this. If you don't give head, you belong to the Fed.
What is it? Now that's cold fucking bars.
That's facts right there, bro. Cause then she using that mouth to tell on you.
Bro, for real. You got a dog or what?
I got a cat right now. Gentleman. I got two dogs in the States, but right here I got my cat, bro. He the homie. I think
stoner. Nigga, got a nigga fucked up in the crib with a cat.
I think he's a stoner, to be honest with you. He eat wet food like 8 times a day, bro.
And then he's fat then.
And he can't chase no mouse, but he come back with a whole bat, bro.
What the fuck? Coronavirus.
Bro, motherfucker pulled up to my crib. It was like 4 a.m. and I'm just motherfucker just came in and I was like, he probably got a bird again. And I look at the motherfucker mouth and I'm like, how the fuck did you bring fucking Bruce Wayne in here? How the fuck you brought na Batman up in this bitch? How the fuck you do that, bro?
No, I got a fat fucking dog, bro. I got a skinny fucking chihuahua and a fat fucking black chihuahua. Shout out that chihuahua, bro. Nah, I don't shout this nigga, bro.
He a bitch.
I don't scream at this nigga, bro. Nigga bites me, bro. Fuck you mean? I'm the one getting abused. Fuck
That's
you.
What I'm saying. The smallest dog be the biggest boss. But probably next year, me and my girl are getting 2 Dobermans. Which, in my opinion, is the fucking hardest dog breed ever.
I fought with Rottweilers. They're kind of chubby.
Yeah, I had one like back when I was in the States. My dad had it. Shout out Radcliffe. You the homie pup. You the best dog in the world, bro.
Shout out Weenie. This nigga fucking just this nigga fat. That's it.
He fat. That's about it.
That's what makes you cute, Weenie. You heard me?
He's right here. Fat animals be the fucking best, bro. Shout out to all the overweight doggos.
Like, if they're gonna hear this shit,
bro, they finna hear this shit. Shout out to all y'all, bro. Roof, roof.
Nigga say roof, roof. Well, this nigga's right here, bro. Like, this nigga, everywhere I lay down, this nigga's always trying to cuddle with me, bro. Like, nigga thinks I'm his dad.
That's tough. You like, nah, bro, I ain't being no dad, bro. I'm your homie. I ain't leave you, so I'm not your dad.
Hey, I'ma invite my friend. Let's see if he could join. We could get 3 people.
Yeah, for sure.
Let's see what they do. I'm sending him right now.
Bro, I gotta be up in like fucking 5 hours. That's tough.
Damn, that's tough. What you going?
I gotta go pick up a passport, bro. Cause I lost mine.
Damn.
I lost mine like fucking 4 months ago. 4 months ago at the club, bro.
What the fuck? How you lose it, bro? Go to lost and found, nigga.
Yeah, that's where I gotta pick it up, but I ain't do that shit in the last 4 months. I was lazy, bro.
Hey, who the fuck started that group chat, bro? That the fucking them niggas group chat. Bro?
I don't even know. I think it was Jaleel.
I think it was Tyrese or something, bro.
Could have been anyone. Could have been the police, to be honest with you.
Yeah, for real. Fuck the feds. Shout out to 12. Fuck you.
Shout out to 12, but fuck you.
Not like I remember just waking up. I was like, damn, what the fuck am I doing in this group chat?
Yeah, and then Charlie's added you, and I'm like, who the fuck is he, bro? ain't never seen him.
And then the first couple of days, we were just arguing with each other, bro. Like,
right? I still everyone, be arguing every, with all of them.
Bro, like, we argue about fucking YoungBoy. Nah, who was it that said that YoungBoy? No. Dejon. Dejon was like, YoungBoy the GOAT, this and that. Like, first he was saying that he was ass, and then he's like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. I was about to say, like, he used to think he was the most ass rapper on this planet, and all of a sudden I could hear him go,
alright, so, like, he was like, talking shit about him, and then fucking, like, he's like, NBA YoungBoy the GOAT, I was sleeping on him. Fucking. And I still kept trolling him.
Yeah, everybody did.
Everyone making fun of him. He's like, and I ran straight from the block. I want my grandpa's a penis.
For real, bro. Everybody was getting on him. Like, the only people that didn't get on him for that shit was probably Noah and Daniel, because they showed him to him.
Yeah, for real. Bro. I don't even know why they showed that nigga fucking YoungBoy for first, bro.
They YoungBoy stands, bro.
Dude, like, I remember niggas used to, like, protect NBA YoungBoy, because as soon as that nigga dies, rip. Bro, right. Our ears are gonna fucking die.
We finna die, bro.
Yeah, they'll be like, I want
they finna rob everybody. They finna give everybody that, bro.
Yeah.
They finna get the heater with that, bro. They finna get the Draco.
They're fucking... Like, they're gonna start singing, and I want to find out. I want my grandpa's a penis. I want my grandpa's a penis.
That's true. That's tough.
Hey, I'm gonna talk about this one girl, bro. I used to be dating, bro. Like, I feel fucked up, bro. Cause like, fucking, bro. We were dating, nigga, for like secretly. I didn't want no one to know, bro. Fucking me.
Yeah.
Because I was dating her, and then I got with some other girl, and I was still dating her while I was talking to this other girl.
Damn, then, bro, you did her dirty.
Hold on, chill out. She did me dirty, bro. What you mean, bro? This bitch left me for some other nigga that has a kid, bro. Fuck you mean?
Damn. What
bro,
are you doing,
like,
stepson? Oh,
I don't even know, bro. That shit fucking had me weak. I was like, and I remember now, blah. I don't even give a fuck, to be honest. I was like, okay, fuck. You think I care? Nope.
Bro, my phone about to die, and I don't even have a charger right now, bro.
Damn.
I left that shit at my homie crib. That's tough. So if at one point I just crash out, don't be surprised.
Yeah, I'm gonna just start editing and shit.
Yeah.
You want to say your social?
Shout out me Instagram at Slappy Makes Music. I'm not giving you my Snapchat because I'm already filled up with weird ass people.
Bro, goddamn fucking Tyrese, bro. That nigga, I forgot how I even added him, bro.
I was like, how the fuck did Tyrese meet him, bro? Like, Jaleel and me were talking about it, like, how did Tyrese be meeting some people, bro?
like, bro, I forgot, bro. He sent me a snap, bro, and I was like, oh, you're from Germany, and I sent him in German, like, oh, what time is it? And because I studied like German for like 2 years, and he's like, oh, it's fucking, I think it was like six in the afternoon or some shit. No, it was like 3 in the morning or some shit. I forgot.
Damn.
No, it wasn't 6 in the morning. It was like 12 in the morning.
I was like, damn.
Must be nice. I was in the middle of my fucking class, bro. I remember that shit. Some girl was like, how the fuck you know him? And he's from Germany.
Bro, bitch from me just because I was from Germany.
bro. I told Tyrese, bro. If that nigga comes here, he'll be getting bitches, bro. I have a feeling. Right, he looks weird with that cup, bro. Like I fucking told him. I was like, bro, you look like fucking weird, bro.
NBA fun boy the third.
That's Dane John, bro. Dane John, fucking NBA, young NBA fun boy.
NBA fun boy the third. Who the fuck you with, bro?
He's like, I got cup, I got bombs in his beat. I got cup, bop. I know a young man and I took him back in time and shit.
Yo, we out here getting on the homies, man.
I feel bad. Nah, but Tari chill, bro. I forgot how I added him, though.
Shout out TJ.
Shout out TJ.
My phone on 1% right now, damn.
Shit. Well, you trying to wrap it up or charge your phone?
Yeah, I'll wrap it up right here. But shout out to the homie Tony. Stream that shit. You finna listen to this after you stream that shit, but still restream that shit because we trying to get rich and buy prostitutes to sell them to Russian people.
Yes, sir. We trying to get rich, and then I'm trying to go to Germany back again.
Yes, sir. All right, yes, bro.
Peace out,
bless you, bro. Peace out.